AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the Davos Forum in Switzerland, President Trump talked about his intentions for Greenland.
We probably won't get anything unless I decide to use excessive strength and force, where we would be, frankly, unstoppable. But I won't do that. Okay? Now everyone's saying, oh, good. That's probably the biggest statement I made, because people thought I would use force. I don't have to use force. I don't want to use force. I won't use force.
But the president still wants Greenland.
This enormous, unsecured island is actually part of North America, on the northern frontier of the Western Hemisphere. That's our territory.
It's the semi-autonomous territory of Denmark. He urged NATO to allow the U.S. to take Greenland from Denmark and added an extraordinary warning.
You can say yes, and we will be very appreciative, or you can say no, and we will remember.
The Justice Department says members of Congress can't intervene in the release of the Epstein files. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
A federal judge says congressional co-sponsors of a law forcing the release of investigative materials in the sex trafficking probe of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell have no standing to request he appoint a neutral observer to ensure the government properly releases millions of documents. In a ruling Wednesday, Judge Paul Engelmeyer largely agreed with the Justice Department's insistence that the judge had no authority to grant the request by congressmen. Engelmeyer called the questions they raised about whether the Justice Department is complying with the law undeniably important and timely. He says the congressman can bring a civil lawsuit or work through the tools they have in Congress to improve oversight. Julie Walker, New York.
Republicans in the House are starting a push to hold former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in contempt of Congress over the Epstein investigation. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are bouncing back from their worst day since October, although some signs of fear remain on Wall Street about President Donald Trump's push to take Greenland. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The gains came after Trump said in a speech he would not use force to take Greenland. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 409 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.9%. Treasury yields held steadier in the bond market. There were still some signs of anxiousness in markets. The price of gold rose again and topped $4,800 an ounce for the first time. Seth Sutel, New York.
Taylor Swift, Kenny Loggins, and KISS founders Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley make up the newest inductees to the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Swift's songwriting has undeniably shaped contemporary pop music trends. She'll no doubt bring extra attention to this year's new class. The induction ceremony is in June. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.